Hi, everybody. Welcome to Food for Worms. My name is Darian. We're about to hop into this episode really quick. If do not listen to this with your children right now, not because it's super inappropriate, but because it's good. We can just fucking tear the roof out
Santa is
of
real.
whatever semblance of peace
Oh
they
yeah,
have in
kids
regards
and
to
Santa
holidays.
Claus.
So
Yeah, that's how
do
good.
not
Yeah.
do not play. Shut up, Sam or Alex. Do not play this with your kids in the room. Please, we're gonna be really candid right now. Anyway, so jumping back in, keep this here and then put this at the fucking beginning of that shit too.
Oh,
Hell
I know
yeah.
how to. Yeah, I'll do it.
You are listening to Food for Worms, the original true grime podcast.
Sorry.
Are you doing? Are you gonna sing a song? No, just go ahead and sing it. We just
No, no, no. You continue
No, no,
talking.
no, 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 no. I want to hear what this song was. Please.
Doobie doo dup 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 da da ba doobie doo dup dup dup. Okay,
like
take that
song.
Part over. You take that part over.
No, I don't know where you're going with it.
Dreaming of a white Christmas,
okay.
Just like the one I used to know. Dup, 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 dup. Yeah.
Incredibly white.
Well, guys, welcome to the Food for Worms podcast. As always, I'm your host, Alex Azure, and my co-host, Sam Sarver. And we're here today from New York, calling in Darian Washington as our guest this evening.
Oh my god.
I'm
oh
so
my
happy
god,
that
yeah.
You're here,
Hey,
Alex.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This is amazing. Yeah, I've heard about your show before, and let me tell you. Just wow. Just mega wow. You guys just
That's
you
all
guys
you
really
have to say.
found your voice at episode 36. I got to say.
Thank you. I credit most of that to me.
Hey,
I do too.
Wait, what was episode 36? While I'm over making this joke, because I hope it is an episode being like, hell yeah, that episode was the shit.
I don't remember what Ooh, episode 36 on. Was. I'm not paid to remember things, D.
Oh,
I'm not
paid
at all. What the fuck am I talking about? God
like,
damn it!
What? Big grief energy. Was the last episode? Yeah, hell yeah! That we really found our voice talking about grief.
Well, how you been doing, Alex?
Yeah, man.
I've been doing good. Doing good.
Good.
You know, finishing up. Got one more semester of school left. Before I go to big boy school.
You're going
we'll try to go to
to
big boy school.
What do you mean, like? Because you're
like,
going
like
for your math,
like grad school and stuff. I have one more semester of regular people college.
Oh, and then you're going for your master's?
No, I'm going. I've talked to you about this. I'm going for my doctorate.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the goal? That's the goal. But
oh my fucking! We're gonna be calling you Doc Azure. You're gonna be helping me with all my people skills.
Yeah, I'm actually the inspiration for me to go to grad school to pursue that was actually, you know, I liked
Dr.
the
Dre?
Sound of Doc Ock, and
oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, I could be a supervillain, but I need to get some level of like prestige before I can go to my like you know my plot can take that dark turn.
Right.
God, I guess what would it be, Doc Azure? Yeah, it's like yeah, like they.
Yeah, we'll work. We'll workshop it. I got time.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just gonna like, all right, cool. I was like, yeah, I went down there, ordered some dumplings. There were only.
I mean, do you think that there are
five.
Doctors? Do you think
super
there are
doctors
that have changed their name just to make it something super badass?
Dr. Razor Fist.
I mean, I don't know about doctors, but in my current line of employment, I did work a car deal for someone named, their last name was Bone Steel.
Bone Steel?
Yeah, B-O-N-E-S-T-E-E-L, and they were a detective. So
did they roll out in a monster truck?
I don't know. Didn't get to interact with this gentleman, but
Detective Bone Steel.
I don't think he could convince me that he did not change his name.
He's going from a long line of Bone Steels.
Yeah, you know, everyone, you know, the Bone Steels. They live down the road at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Oh yeah, the one with the monster truck.
Man, I took an order for this is years ago, working at Noodles and Company, but there was a teacher that came in with her whole class, and she was like, yeah, end of semester, take everybody out for lunch, whatever, whatever. Her last name was Doom. Miss Doom.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, what do you teach? She's like, math. I was like, that makes so much fucking sense. Like, I could not imagine you being any other teacher other than fucking math. Yeah, man. No, I hope
You know, this teacher, Miss Doom, mm-hmm. was just one PhD away from being a supervillain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we're all one PhD away from being a supervillain. I'm going to be a doctor, but I'll be like a doctor of horses. So a horse doctor. And it'll be, you know, incredibly, incredibly villainous. What are you into? I was like, I don't know. Mostly turning people into horses. So, horse doctor.
Yeah, I don't know what I would be a doctor. I don't know what I would be a doctor of. You would be a horse doctor. You'd be a good a horse doctor.
Yeah, but I'll be like Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn?
Medicine horse
Why would
doctor.
You change your last name? You'd change it from
Why not?
Washington
you ever
to
watch
Quinn?
Dr. Quinn? That show was the shit.
So your name would be, if people didn't know you as a doctor, you'd be Darian Quinn? No, don't do that, because I like to...
there's a lot of... I feel that that last name has some legs.
Yeah.
You think Darian Quinn is a good name? Because I'm saying Dr. Quinn sounds all right, but I'm saying I like your name better with Washington. So that's all I got.
Thank you. It's the one you know me as. This is great. Thank you so much. Oh my god, talking shit.
I'm only calling you DQ from now on.
Great. There is actually one person in Central Minnesota that used to call me Dairy Queen that worked at the mall. I hope she's
that's pretty fucking good. I like that. Can I be Orange Julius?
What were your guys' like childhood nicknames? Because my maiden name was Post. As you both are aware.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that was
I had
funny that in front of your with your brother in the room. You both looked at me.
You were the postman
like,
before I was.
Yeah, no. I all sorts of, you know, male related jokes. I had a teacher once call me the Postmaster Sergeant General, and this was before I knew what the Postmaster Sergeant General was.
Male or female? Or non-binary.
It was a dude. Yeah, I was just
Did he wink at you after he called you that?
He thought his joke was going to land, and it was a room full of high school kids, and it did not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now,
It did not go over well at all.
No, one of my favorite things in the world is watching other people bomb in front of teenagers. Like, it's like, hey, man, you tried. And you failed, and you just gotta take the L. Just take the L, put all of your shit in the bag, and then move to Kentucky. You know, that's all you can do.
One of those hobo bags is just a stick with a little knapsack
a
on it.
Yeah,
is that what you call that? A bindle?
Can of dreams in a pocket full of dreams.
It's a bindle.
Kentucky, take your ass out of here. Anyway.
Oh, I hope it's a bindle. This is gonna be really funny if it's not. I don't think I might have just a bindle is a bag, sack, or carrying device stereotypically used by the American subculture of hobos.
Amazing.
Nice.
Wikipedia. Nice. I don't know if that's PC, but
I mean
thank you future Dr. Post. All right, man. Yeah. So we're here now. This is great. Alex is here. Sam, Sam, since this is an audio medium, everybody, y'all don't really know what we're wearing. I'm wearing shorts. Alex is wearing an ascot because he's always just fucking fly. And you know,
and nothing from the waist down.
And nothing from the waist down. And
he's always Winnie the Poohing it.
Yep, yeah. It's quite terrible, especially when he gets up to fix something and he just puts his bare body right in front of the camera. It's terrible. But tonight we're being just a little festive. We're very non-denominational, but we're going to be very, very intentionally jumping into one denomination. So,
'tis the season to be jolly, fa ra la la ma la ma la la.
And happy Honda days to you as well. Keep that shit to yourself.
Did you just say happy Honda days?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't celebrate Honda days, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, so yeah. Yeah. You don't celebrate Honda days? Are you more of a Toyota-thon person?
My first car was a Honda Civic, so we always had Honda days. What?
Right on. Anyway, so Sam tonight is going to be giving us a rendition of what book again?
Well, no. Okay, so when you guys think of, like, I think we're in, like, the week of Christmas or, like, the week before Christmas or something. But I don't know. I always just think of, or I now that I'm having my own kids, I'm thinking of, like, what my favorite traditions were when I was a kid. And, like, my favorite thing to do when I was younger was I always look forward to the night before Christmas, and I thought it would be fun if I read you guys a Christmas story for the festive season, and then you guys can go to sleepy by and cuddle each other, even though you're across the country.
From there, it's going to turn into an ASMR podcast, and it'll just both be me and Sam, me and Alex, not Sam, breathing into the microphones through our nostrils only.
So the same as always. Okay. So
somewhere it's gonna be.
Let me know. Let me. I'm watching this little sound blip. Just let me know how that goes in editing.
Yeah, Sam. Make sure you edit with the sound low. But yeah, man. Well, we're looking forward to it. You had said
you had never heard The Night Before Christmas.
I've heard of it. I've heard the beginning of it. I've never heard it all the way through. I didn't even know it was a book. But I was going to say, let's take one.
I didn't even know it was a real story. I thought it was just like the first couple lines that Hollywood made up to put into Christmas movies. I probably heard the full story. But
yeah, my favorite pastime was always reading the book with my parents every Christmas. So, like, what was your favorite pastime? Every year for Christmas, or your favorite
lasagna.
Tradition? Lasagna. That was
in
that order.
That was the only time my mom made that shit like from scratch. Every year, she would always make it on Christmas, and it was always a fucking gigantic pan of it. We just kicked it, man. Like it depended. There was only a few years where we ever traveled for Christmas, and even then, that was like we're just going to see these really specific family with kids our age, and we just kicked it for a few days.
But would you drive or plane?
We drove, so it was good, man. It was the 90s. It was a good time.
Word.
Yeah, like trying to drive. Now that I'm older, I realize that getting to Illinois is only 6 hours if you play your fucking cards right. But with kids, it's definitely 8 or 9. And
it's not happening in 6 with kids.
Yeah. No, man. Like I remember getting older, being like when I've made the drive to Chicago a few times. And each time you're like, that was like 6 hours. Like, what the fuck took so long as a kid? And I was like, no, because it was like, fuck, we're all toddlers. Like, fuck, like, of course we'd
stop
every fucking hour
and a half.
Yeah, no.
At that age, too, you don't have a really good concept of, like, time.
Time or
time
space,
goes.
Like,
I think time goes faster as you age, right? Like,
right.
Oh, for sure.
An hour does not let the inflation on that. Like, an hour does not last. An hour in 2020 is not the same as an hour in 1990.
No, it kind of fluctuated for a little bit, but it kind of leveled out to like a normal hour. Yeah. But you know, like sometimes it'll feel a little longer, then it feels a little shorter. But now. Definitely is like shorter, you know. No.
Mm-hmm. I would guess time, and then also space. Like there was a point in time I remember traveling, where I would always remember going through the first parts of Wisconsin, because in the first parts of Wisconsin, once you're leaving the border into Wisconsin from Minnesota, the first part of the trip, like, there's a lot of like mountains and fucking gigantic rocks that got blown fucking in half, and then a road got cut down the middle of it. And I remember seeing that a lot, and I remember clocking that as a kid. And but then once we actually got into Illinois, to where my aunt stayed at, I always remember like going down a stretch of a long grassy road, and then there was like a random road, and I would just sup myself up like 40 different times going through Wisconsin. Like, eh, I go to sleep, wake up like a little bit later, and I see what I think is the same road, and I'm like, oh my god, we're almost there. And my mom would drive right past it, and I was just like, oh, we're not there yet. She's like, how long was that?
Oh, yeah,
like,
no, dude. Minutes.
I was like, fuck. Like, he couldn't sleep.
All right, yeah, 1,000 Alex, more of those driveways.
So Darian has lasagna. Like, once my parents split, our holidays got weird, so I would always do Christmas Eve with my dad and Christmas Day with my mom. And because of that, you know, having a bunch of kids, they're like, okay, well, we wanted to do different variations in foods. So the thing I always looked forward to is, on my dad's side, for Christmas Eve, we would always do seafood.
Nice.
And it was fucking, like, yeah, we just, I don't remember why or how it started, but we would always do crab legs. Slowly but surely became a family tradition for Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Those things that you look forward to for the holidays, I think, is like what makes it, you know, that plus family, I think, makes up.
Holiday. Yeah, no, that was always a good feeling. I always remember getting older, and like my mom always, as I got older, I always realized just like how kind of slick she was, but like she would do things to intentionally just like wear us out, so that by the time it was out, like, we were like knocked the fuck out. So she could just do whatever she wanted all night before putting on all the things. Listen, also disclaimer: if you listen to this with your kids. Yeah, you know, and now how about this? I'm gonna put this here in the sandwich. You cut this out and copy it and put it right up at the front. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Food for Worms. My name is Darian. We're about to hop into this episode really quick. If do not listen to this with your children right now, not because it's super inappropriate, because it's good. We can just fucking tear the roof out.
Santa is real.
Whatever semblance of peace they have
kids in regards to holidays. Claus. So, yeah, that's a good,
do not play. Shut up, Sam. Or Alex, do not play this with your kids in the room. Please, we're gonna be really candid right now. Anyway, so jump me back in. Keep this here, and then put this at the fucking beginning of that shit too. Hell,
I know how to. Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, I know you do. I know you know how to do it. But my mom got really. She got really slick, and she would do things to wear us out. And then by the time it happened, we were not the fuck out, and she was doing things. But as I got older, because my mom, she didn't really let me learn about the harsh realities of the world. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She didn't let it go too far past, like, I was 7 when she told me, and I was like, oh, word.
Oh, that's not like, I mean, I think that's like around and the age that most kids are like kind of cut off for that. I don't know.
For sure. But I think I was around there. Figure that out. Yeah, we figured that shit out on our own, though, sometimes, though. In this case, I was, like, ready to fucking go for year 7 at Christmas. Oh, for fucking 7. Mom, like, Santa's killed it. I was like, Mom, here's my list. And she was just like, hey, homie.
Listen, I have a lot of – I'm juggling a lot of shit right now. Yeah, right now. I do not have the energy to keep this facade up.
Yeah, your sisters – we can keep it up for them, but you – I need you to know that I'm motherfucking Santa Claus. that's where my shit was. But keep going, guys.
Well, yeah, I definitely caught on my own with the with the whole, you know. But I think I was probably like 7 or 8 when they officially like said it, and I was like, I was probably like, yeah, I know. But I remember. this is like different than Christmas, but like Easter, I remember staying up one night, like through the night, to like see if the Easter bunny came or whatever. And I could have sworn I saw like some bunny legs, but it could have been me dreaming. But also,
I hope my bunny legs in your home.
No, I hope that my mom was wearing like pink fuzzy slippers or some shit. Like, I think, I hope, like, that's the thing that like I've hoped for forever. Cause like, sorry kids, but the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, they aren't real. So,
Jesus Christ.
The exact same trying to sugarcoat it. He's just like,
hope the parents got the message before the episode.
But I hope my mom, I hope my mom just like wore the slippers or whatever. But
it's, I don't know. Like, I was gonna maybe be like, oh, maybe you're just on some DMT, but I'm like, you're five. Why would you?
No, I was always on DMT. I was always on DMT as a kid. So
the DMT guy.
Yeah, your parents didn't give you that every day, Easter Eve.
Yeah, Easter Eve, I'd take DMT every single Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
I do it for Christmas and Easter because you know, those are the both of the Jesus ones.
Yeah, that's the Lord's day. But yeah, man. So Sam, you had the pink fuzzy slippers, and then Alex, what was your? Do you remember? What do you remember? Or are willing to share?
I don't remember when I learned that the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus weren't real. I have no, as you guys were talking about this, I'm like, oh, fuck,
yeah. Alex is like, no, what? Wait, what? what are you guys talking about?
Yeah. No, that's one thing that maybe as you got older, you just wonder, you're like, yeah, like, why would that be real? Some shit. Like, there was just
let's just edit this in there. Just go back, just re-ask me the question.
Edit. Okay. Yeah, all right, so Alex, when did you know? When do you think you knew? Because, like, it's
oh, always, I never like, believed. I knew since day one.
This is all staying in.
Okay. No.
No, it has to all stay in. That the bit doesn't work if it's just actually that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Sam. Anyway, yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, so you're just kind of like, even as you're like, you're 3 years old, you're finally moving around, got some little body autonomy. In
yeah,
the house,
I actually went out of my way to ruin it for other children.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Yeah. We got the Grinch's cousin kicking in with us tonight. Yeah, man.
No, I wish I met the kid, like, just walking around school. Like, hey, the Easter Bunny, he's not real. Like, he's just walking into, like, he says that to you before he walks into the, onto the bus,
like a fucking badass.
And then he just like looks at
you. You think
you
developed
fucking
a secure attachment with your parents? They've been fucking lying to you about a lot of stuff. Good luck. Enjoy
it's
your
all
bus
lied.
Ride home.
Oh my god! All right, yo, let's. All right, we need to reset really quick. All right, everybody, we're gonna take one quick break. We'll be right back. Jesus Christ, you guys.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I mean, Jingle All the Way is, I feel, has a lot of good, like, one-liners in it. But
yeah.
I don't know if it's anything I ever think, like, I really need to sit down and watch Jingle All the Way again.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Like, Sinbad was great in that.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was in, but they used the Mall of America. Everyone here loves that.
Well, they're in Mickey's Diner, the one in the train car. They're
everyone loves it.
Yeah, yeah. They fight each other in Mickey's.
My favorite Christmas movie is probably Fargo.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Amazing. I always thought first off, Jingle All the Way. I didn't know what I was watching until I was watching it. There were times when my mom and my aunt, they would just bring us to the theater and they would not tell us what we were seeing. You'd just be like, you're a kid, so you're trying to listen. But like,
that's
I don't
cool,
know
though.
What the fuck, Huh? No, it was cool. I'm not complaining. But I remember being sitting down in a movie and then wondering, like, what are we watching? Because I couldn't read. So right. What the fuck is going on? I couldn't read well yet. So, and I obviously wasn't a fucking an active listener. So we'd sit down, and then I remember watching Jingle All the Way the first time, being like, what the fuck movie is this? Like, did we just choose to be here? Because this is great. I remember, like, that movie going from, like, being pretty plain fucking bullshit holiday movie and then turning into the action sequence at the end. I was like, of course. And I get older, I'm like, of course fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger would be in this fucking movie. Like, insane. Absolutely insane.
Fuck wild.
Yeah.
A Christmas Story, I always had like a big spot in my heart, but I feel like everybody says that. And I'd say my other favorite would probably be like Muppet's Christmas Carol or It's a Wonderful Life. But yeah, Muppet's Christmas Carol is so fucking good. That was like them in their heyday, and they killed that one especially, I think.
Can I say that the fucking A Christmas Story, I like it now more as an adult, but the reason why I fucking hate it as a kid is because, like, it wasn't Scott just Farkas. Like one channel. No, it has nothing to do with the characters or the fucking actors, but no, it was that'd be fucking wild, right? No. How it fucking just went on and on and on and on. There wasn't just one channel. There were sometimes multiple channels that would play that all day on Christmas, like Christmas Eve on midnight, and then play it the entire 24 hours. Now, older, I remember, like, those motherfuckers probably got the day off. Hell yeah, good for them.
Yep, just put that on all fucking day.
The child part of me was like, y'all seriously don't have other things we could be watching right now? And it was always the same.
Did you guys know that there is, speaking of, you know, a channel that just plays one thing the entire time, that around Christmas time there's a channel that's just a burning log, like it's just a fireplace.
The Yule log. Yeah, we've played that like during dinner before.
Oh yeah, no, my stepdad would always fucking put that on in the background, and we'd all like, he'd get like, oh look at the guy's poking it. And now I'm after listening to Darian talk, I'm like, yeah, this is a moment where I'm like, this is a thing that happened to me, but I think it's fucking weird. Like, I don't know if I ever had the context of like asking someone, like, is this a normal thing that happens?
Yeah.
Why is there just a fireplace on the television?
Yeah. No, there are so many things about Christmas that are the holidays that just kind of just happen to you sometimes, and also that's like, these are like the biggest fucking softballs in the world of things that could happen to you at the Christmas, but in the holiday season. But it's just the sense of wonder and be like, I don't know what's happening next. Like, no, motherfucker, you know exactly what's gonna happen. You have 12 days off and then you're gonna go back to fucking school. That was the feeling. I was like, I'm gonna fuck off. I'm gonna go back to school, be a whole new person, maybe some new clothes, and then whatever.
12 days off in a row seemed like so much time back then.
Yeah, right. And now I ain't shit.
Now I'm just like, I look
you
at
you. You don't even get 2 weeks
down,
off.
I'm like,
some
it's
bullshit.
Fucking, fuck. Mm-hmm. Where does the time go?
Oh man, we're
feels it when he's there.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about how old we are.
Well, no, we're older now. We could talk about being old and looking at it now. Like, it is fucking like I like the feeling. I like kicking it with family. I like kicking it with friends. I like making food. But what I like most is having the time off. Sometimes I'm very fortunate enough to have that kind of situation. But as for like the feeling, like that feeling is really hard to come by. Like, and obviously like we feel about a lot of things differently than we did as a kid, but like I do not have that same like if that same feeling of being like anything's possible because it's Christmas time or holiday season, whatever, it takes a lot for me to get there. And it's not like a lot of happy, but it has to be like, I don't know, something just lately, the last couple of years, for obvious fucking reasons, it's been a rough fucking 5 years for everyone. More so in the last couple of years I've just kind of like, ugh, Christmas, here we go. Have fun. But
I mean,
not in
say
but like
it
me,
was
but
nice
me, it's
having...
never it's never in a it's never in a curmudgeon way. Like, I'm just kind of like, no, like, let's
no,
do
I
this.
Get you.
It's fun.
Yeah, it was nice having a year off.
Yeah.
Last year or the year before that, like we said at the start of the episode, you know, plus minus a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Flat circle.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What's that your favorite Christmas movie? You said, oh yeah, the Muppets.
Probably Muppets Christmas Carol I was one of the crazy fuckers watching A Christmas Carol like two or three times around Christmas, just because we would throw that channel on for like, I don't know, you're just hanging out, and I have huge fucking families, so, or like my mom's family is so fucking huge, so we would probably have that on the TV just for the kids for the day or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you could probably like get a good, you know, pop in, catch the beginning of it, pop in later, catch the middle when it's playing for the fourth time.
Right,
like
right.
Like the chances of you seeing the movie from start to finish goes
very
up
rare.
Significantly.
And then you could switch the channel and probably find Home Alone somewhere. So it's like those two were always like in there for either like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day for me. And then I just always I've always just like decorating my house, and it's never anything to the maximum, but I just like you know, changing it up, changing up the feeling in the house, you know.
Yeah. Can we go back to the Muppets Christmas Carol real quick?
Yeah, of course.
That movie is the fucking best. Michael Caine is incredible. That I remember that being like a time where he kind of came back, and he was in a few other things, but
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's been in some other great movies, but that is also a good movie, too. Yeah, he did really good in that one. I remember that one being kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? Anyway,
isn't he Alfred in Batman at some point?
He was in Batman. He did a whole fucking run of Christopher Nolan movies, so he's always done very well in those. But he was fucking Scrooge in The Muppet Christmas Carol. And I remember that movie being like hilarious, but I remember there being like the serious moment at the end where he meets the spirit of the Christmas that's yet to come or whatever. And I remember that even in the story, like the rat and Gonzo, they were like, well, this one's a little fucking serious, we'll see you guys in the finale. They literally said, we'll see you guys in the finale, and just dip the fuck out. They're like, nah, we're not gonna be here for this one. And I remember being like, as a kid, be like, fuck, is it going to get that scary? And then they were right. Like, they were gone until the motherfucker learned his shitty-ass lesson. They're like, all right, yeah, he made it good. That was fucking terrifying, right, guys?
Well, and you mentioned the rat. Rizzo is one of my favorite, one of my favorite characters. And that was my first introduction to who Rizzo the Rat was in that. And then he's fucking great in Muppets. Muppets in Space was fucking great. And, like, all those Muppet movies at the time. But his sarcasm, and then Bugs Bunny's sense of humor, that's like what formed my sense of humor, was those two dudes. So like, I think that's a large part of why I love A Christmas. What is that? That's good. I mean, I don't know. I'd say that those are two. I'm just a sarcastic fucking. Hey, Bugs Bunny is the fucking man, and anybody wants to say he's not fucking hilarious and one of the funniest things out there, you could suck a fat one and go to fucking hell.
So, you know, talking about A Christmas Carol and the Muppets, how do you think Charles Dickens would feel about the fact that, like, he's, like, writing this, you know, unbeknownst to him, that's going to be this, like, famous, long-lasting, you know, cherished story, and you're just like, dude, you should just fucking put fucking puppets in it, man. It needs puppets.
Like he wrote it. Puppets. He wrote it to have puppets.
Yeah, like, dude, I see what you're doing here, and trust me, it's gonna do great. But yeah, man,
I mean,
it's gonna be better with puppets.
I picture him like that's how he came about the story. Is he was playing with puppets, and he it was like Christmas time. So he put.
Yeah. And you're just standing in the background. No, not like wooden puppets. Like, I need you to get like, okay, let me just, one of them needs to be a frog.
I picture sock puppets, man. Like, he's just playing with his own socks and shit, and then puts Christmas hats on them.
Hey, okay. One of the things, I know that when they anthropomorphize animal characters, whatever, it is what it is. But whenever they've had like the Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy And then I have a situation where they have kids. I'm like, you're going to tell me that it's going to be like pigs and just pigs and frog kids. It's not going to be like a fucking nightmarish monster version of the two.
Yeah, let's not talk about how frog offspring happen and grow.
Right?
Dude, their babies would be called Frigs.
Yeah, or something along those lines. Yeah, man.
Oh my god. That's how there's gotta be a connection there. Help me out, guy. Like, okay. Kermit, Miss Piggy, Pogs. How do we get there? There's gotta be a connection.
But yeah,
that's where the toys came from. The brilliant idea. What they came up with the name first based on what Miss Piggy and Kermit would have, and then they're like, I need to make this into something I could sell. Okay, here's a piece of cardboard. Oh, I'll cut them into circles. Okay,
oh, man,
here we go.
See, it's moments like this that I'm like, man, this is going to go on the internet, and it's going to be forever, and it's really stupid.
Agreed. Oh, my God. All right, so let's go on a quick break on that note. Thank you so much, Alex.
Okay, how funny do we think this would be if it was like a 40-minute episode where at the beginning you guys are like, hey, Sam's going to read us this story, and then we just don't.
No, I would like to read the story, if that's okay.
Oh, no, just, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
But
that'd be great.
I think that we started the show talking about how... or what we liked about Christmas, and then that it's all a lie.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is all a lie. It's like, there's a point where he's kind of like, all right, okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
And you like the effort that your parents put forward, no matter what they're doing for you. Like, they tried to make it special. At least I hope. Like, I loved the Christmas season when I was a kid.
Yeah. It was, I feel that, because it was always a feeling. I remember that as a kid being like, hell yeah, it's fucking Christmas. But also, but as I got older, I've also, even back then, my mom was always like, be very fucking grateful for what you have. And I was like, we are, thank you. But I also remember being like, sometimes there not being much of a Christmas as well. So it's like, so with that, it wasn't always the glitz and the glamour, sometimes it was just a feeling. And, and it was, my mom, when she busted her ass to make sure that we had a Christmas, though, like that, then when I got older, I was like, all right, no, thank you, Mom. I appreciate that. And then, it was good. Like, it helped me, like, form, like, really show my mom, like, my mom, she, like, I hustled for y'all. She did that shit. I remember my mom was, like, doing hair in her house in, like, the early 90s to fucking pay for Christmas one year. She fucking always made this shit happen. So I'm going to turn this into a shout out to my mom. Thank you very much for everything.
Your mom was doing like hair. Like, I remember I went over to your crib when we were like teenagers, and your mom was like, oh, I don't know how to, what do we say?
Oh, no, it's how you said it.
The pad. We were chilling at your pad.
The pad.
And, your mom was doing somebody's hair, I think on more than one occasion. And that was like when we were like teenagers.
She does hair sometimes.
But she was like full conversation, like doing the job, like, you know, professionally, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. Like, that was her little fun side also. But during the day, she was a women's advocate working for a fucking Battle Women's Shelter and helping women get
fucking rock star, man.
So it's always one thing. Like, she was like, there was like so many different parts of her that she was like, that she could just turn on at any point when she needed to. She's like, no, like, today I'm an advocate, tomorrow I'm doing fucking hair. And then she sang in bands.
And then the day after that, I'm telling my son Santa's not real.
I've been trying to get that worked out on Friday. He'll be home around 5, so I'll just walk in, kick him in the chest, and be like, hey, it's not real.
The night before Christmas.
Oh, are we going to start it now? No preamble?
Oh,
I feel like we just did a preamble. I feel like a lot of us
did 27 minutes of preamble? All right, word, yeah.
27 minutes of a preamble? Is that okay if I go into the story? I really wanted to read you guys this story, and Darian said that he's never ever fucking, you know, read it. But it says, by The Night Before Christmas by Clement C. Moore, illustrated by Cheryl Harness. And my favorite thing and what made this book so special is the pictures, but you guys can't see it, so Sorry.
So fuck you.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse." All
right.
And the mouse in the picture,
as we establish.
Yeah, yeah, the mouse is sleeping in his little nook in the bottom yeah. fucking stair. The cat's asleep on the chair. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
Okay, wait, no, sorry. I hate to interrupt there. Again. I hate to interrupt again. Did you say in the picture there is uh-huh. a mouse that's not stirring and there's a fucking no. cat in the room?
Yeah, they're both asleep.
Yeah.
No, and there's a dog. There's a dog asleep on the chair across from the cat as well.
No.
All right, so they're trying to
I'm not buying the world building that this author is creating.
Yeah. He's trying to tell me there's a dog, a cat, and a mouse in the room, and not one of them is trying to kill the other one or like fucking off with the other one. No.
They're all peacefully waiting for Santa.
This is a fantasy world you're talking about, but keep going.
Oh, maybe Santa fucking dopes them all before he shows up. Like the day before he like slips into their
elves creep into the house.
Yeah, just kind of slip something into their Christmas Eve dinner.
No. God damn. Yeah, not the Christmas ham. Okay. Or continue.
I mean, I'm just saying he can go in and out of people's houses without a fucking trace. Like he could definitely be doing that.
It's not far from the realm of possibility, probably. All right.
"The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there."
Yeah.
"The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads."
What the fuck is a sugar plum?
No, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure Santa fucking drugged them all. Like
even the kids?
That's the sugar plum.
Yeah, didn't that sugar plum. That's nonsense. Yeah.
I mean, I've never noticed this in all the years of looking at this book, but there's a little like what do you call it? A cross stitch little thing above the kid's bed and it says "Abide with me." And I've never noticed that ever. And that fucking makes me feel weird. Why is that the thing that they put above the kid's
bed? What does it say?
It says "Abide with me." And it's just a cross stitch thing with like some flowers on the top and bottom. And then they all have sugar plums and fucking gingerbread men. And what are those other ones called? The fucking candy canes. They're all like floating around.
Okay, so we reached a point in the story that's become like with a lot of contention, and I think it's gonna. What happens next?
"And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. Fair. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter." Huh?
Nothing. Keep going.
"To the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what do my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer."
All right,
with
so
the little old
that.
Driver, Ant, so Ant lively
Man.
And okay. quick,
Ant-Man.
I knew
Ant-Man.
In a moment it must Ant-Man. Be Saint Nick.
Yeah, I bet it was. What? He's just... Just kicking it. It's wondering like, hey, this is the thing now we have to deal with.
"More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away
all. Window. To the wall.
Thank you. Thank you. Wall. That.
Dash, 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 dash.
Oh my God.
Oh, dash, 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 dash. Oh, dash, 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 dash.
Now it's masturbatory. Relax. I'm fucking with you.
"As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky.
There's still so more up to the story.
That sentence makes no fucking sense. As dry leaves that what?
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly?
Yep, and then comma, when they meet with an obstacle, comma, mount to the sky. And I don't get what that fucking means. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, comma, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
Wow, that's so old again, people shit. Can we just take another quick moment where maybe half it? Fuck, this is a long story. Sorry, I have it pulled up on my other screen. This goes longer than you would expect, but why is everyone so comfortable with a guy just coming into their home?
Thank you. Fucking thank you. Thank you.
Well, like, they're looking out the windows, but everybody's smiling. And I don't know why they're smiling. They don't know who the fuck this guy is.
In the context of the story, we know why they're fucking smiling, but mostly there are darker implications to it. I've thought, as soon as I was old enough to understand what stranger danger was, the idea of a large, any man walking into my house without me knowing is just too much to fucking bear. More
not
now
even,
as an adult.
Not and even walking, like, can bypass locked and sealed doors. I didn't have a chimney. How the fuck was this guy getting in?
Yeah, he's coming in like, no, like, we deadbolt the door and we put and this thing's in front of the windows. Like, sure, they get in here. He has to break a fucking window. You just tell me this motherfucker just gets to slide in here like that? Not okay. Like, if Santa Claus decided one day to break bad,
Santa
it'd
is
be
part
bad.
Of the Illuminati.
No, Santa was basically one of the characters of National Treasure, okay? He would just bust out whatever fucking constitutions he wants, you know? Because he would just do it. Him and Nick Cage. Good shit.
Have you guys never seen The Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Years ago.
Left Turn. Of course. Yes, I've seen that.
you learn about how Santa gets in and out in that movie. So,
I mean, you can't trust Hollywood.
Yeah, no, that movie's fact. That movie's
they don't that, really they did, know. They're just
they did a lot of invest.
At.
They did a lot of investigating. Tim Allen, you know, he gained like a shit. That wasn't a bodysuit.
Yeah, he actually spent some time at the North Pole to do some method acting. You know, the famous method actor Tim Allen.
And he can still grow a fucking white beard in 2 days.
All right. Hey, guys, the suspension of disbelief isn't hanging on too strong. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, no.
Tim Allen is not Santa either. Okay, people?
Okay. Is that the end of the story, Sam? Or is there more to it?
No, there's more story.
We're maybe halfway.
Are we? Jesus Christ. All right, keep going. Fuck.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Okay.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his sack. And in this
a
picture,
a burglar,
phrasing.
In this picture, all the lights, all of the lights in the entire house are now on, and mom and dad are down at the bottom of the stairs in awe, staring at Santa across the room. The mouse is at the bottom. He's holding his stocking, like, where's my cheese? and then the cat and the dog are there getting treats from Santa as he's coming out of the chimney. But we don't know how he got out of the chimney. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking,
a wink one, of his one. Eye.
I didn't realize that Santa was a smoker.
And it two, has a massive coke this problem.
Kid's, this kid's getting a little bit judgmental.
No, yeah, he's just like, look at you, you're fucking, look at your little belly and your fucking, your plain face.
The cat asshole. Doesn't mind.
Oh my
a
God.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. Okay, now you know. He's been chilling in your living room for a while, yeah. and now you're just cool with this man in your house because he...
You
know,
were expecting just... him, like you guys showing up. Like I'm getting just this so much so many conflicting emotions here.
Where? He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. Then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. To his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. What the fuck does that mean? But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Do you think that... So here's my working theory, right? Like, while Santa's doing this, his fucking crew is robbing you blind, right? He's flashy, he's jolly, he's distracting, he's won the kids over, which I have been told if you want to get in the good graces of a parent, win the kids over, right?
And who've then you heard this from?
He just kind of is like, all right, fucking... checks his watch. Well, you know, haha, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. As he's like going up the chimney, letting everyone know it's time to fucking leave.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, you guys great. Have fun. Yeah.
All the elves were probably in the sack that he had. And then they just came out and then ran back into his sack and then they left.
And he I still think there's probably maybe I should contact someone to like just maybe I should do research into this. See, like, I feel like this story is based off of, like, at some point, like, inspired by someone that was trying to look at the silver lining of a robbery. Like,
that's where the story of Santa came from.
Yeah, like, a dude robbed someone else, broke into their home to avoid being caught. The resident found him. He's like, here, I'm just going to give you some shit. Right? Yeah, like... And we're both going to make out good. Just don't fucking rat me out.
And then he ran into the woods and found his deer.
Yeah, I mean, okay. My theory doesn't account for the flying deer in the sleigh yet. I'm workshopping that, Sam. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, it's a gas balloon. It's a fucking scientific gas balloon, though. That's what it's shaped like a fucking thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just fucking go with it. Absolutely fucking wild. Now we know what that story is. I didn't think that I could ever sit through that, and I did. Look at this. This is nice.
I think
you
that
wasn't
could...
like agonizing. What do you mean you don't think you could? You didn't think you could have sat through it.
As a kid, it never interested me, but it was also like I remember being like, I didn't know this was a whole fucking story, but now that I know that, I'm like, all right, great.
Yeah, my mom read it to me like every single Christmas till I was like 15 or something like that, and then I started, cruising around in my Volkswagen Cabriolet and getting high and ghost riding the whip.
Yeah, you were.
Thanks,
you were
mom.
Doing that all the time. Yeah.
Well, did you ever see the Cabriolet as like a Volkswagen?
A few times.
Volkswagen almost Golf or no Rabbit or whatever, but it's a convertible. So then we would drop the top down and then go to the hill by Cathedral, and you call it ghost riding the whip, and you just put it into neutral and just roll down the fucking hill, and then you can like fucking surf. You can go moto surfing and stand up and steer the wheel with your foot.
So they're telling me there's like
sounds like a fucking
like,
stupid
like
idea.
18 or 19.
Oh, I did a lot of stupid shit as a kid. Same hill. I left the bar. Fucking, like if you're ever in downtown St. Cloud, really all you can do is like get drunk and shit. And I did that for a long time. And I left the downtown bar scene, and I was wasted. And I left on my skateboard, and I went to that hill. And I bombed it on my skateboard. So I just was like cruising down the hill, and I pulled out my dick and I was taking a piss down the hill. Yes. Very, very stupid. And then I caught a rock and this is at like 3 a.m. I caught a rock and just like rolled and fucking tore my shit up at like 3 a.m. And then I got up and I walked home.
I had a friend who did that, but he shattered his collarbone and it was a bicycle. Yeah.
Damn.
I don't remember that person. It was a lot.
Were they taking a piss? What
are you doing, right?
No. They were just drunk and biking. They were not taking a piss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that was
maybe next time.
You know, I'm what? Even looking at this story. What? And if you just over like if you just you could just complete this is a horror story if you just change the tone.
Yeah,
and set the ambiance.
For Jesus Christ, Alan.
What do you mean?
Like maybe not a horror story, but like if you have the right tone, maybe some background music, and read it in the right way, this is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, let's.
Like it's all in the delivery, I think. Like, I mean, okay, there's like some there's some parts that would maybe be hard to make unsettling, but. Maybe we'll do. Yeah, let me know if you guys need someone to guess for like next Halloween. I'll practice reading a horror rendition of this.
So the rendition is.
Maybe
'twas the night before Christmas, all through the house, not a creature was stirring,
not even a mouse. Oh,
and
I should
have
read it all
really
fucking monotone.
Creepy, like background music happening.
Yep. Let's play with this. In hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. Children were nestled all snug in their beds. Well,
visions
of
sugar plums danced
in their heads.
And now by the window there rose such a clatter and something
just
something
down
the matter.
A long winter nap. And out on the lawn there rose such a clatter.
Rust
from the bed.
Well, guys, this has been Food for Worms. Again, I'm your host, Alex Azure. With me, as always, Sam Sarver. Thank you, Darian. Cue's music to start playing him out.
The moon of the beast and the new fallen snow gave the lust of midday to object below. Thank you all so much for joining us. If you want to submit any questions or topics, head to bit.ly/FFW grab bags or contact us at foodforumspodcast@gmail.com for more existential humor.
Remember,
subscribe to Food for Worms. Okay,
no
that one probably isn't in the domain yet, so relax.
In the kingdom of Israel.
Okay. For more existential humor, remember to rate and subscribe to Food for Worms on podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Jingle bells.
Drummer boy. Drummer boy.
Choose to be here. Sorry, we're off the rails. As always, check on your strong friends.
The moment you realize as an adult that you don't know any more lyrics in Christmas songs other than like
the first couple lines.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season not to be jolly, fa la la la.
Don't be a dick.
Holly, fa la la.
This has been Food for Worms. You guys are great.
Bye.
The Food for Worms podcast is a hella hella rad rad production.
It is recorded and mixed by Samuel Sarver.
Executive producers are Darian Washington and Samuel Sarver.
Theme music is Muffins by Dresden the Flamingo.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and leave a review.
Because we need those reviews.
We do, and it helps people hear our stuff. It
pushes us right to the top. But on top of that, we also get that sweet, sweet-ass validation.
Sam, have you felt validated lately?
Sometimes.
I recently took up this new moniker. Play with me in this space.
What's your new moniker?
Validation Highlander. I used to be chopping fucking heads off, man. So stupid.
Fuck them bullies.
Fuck them bullies. You get a validated, and you get a validated.
And you, and you, you, and you.
Do
and
you feel seen?
I'll cut your head off.
Oh my God.